Blog Talk Radio.
I mentioned it this morning, and it's actually
a YouTube video, and it's talking about all the people who have been claiming to be Christ in the world today, claiming that they are Him returned. And we just want to be mindful of this thing, that this is already going on, has been going on, but there are about probably 10, 12, 15 people in the world today that are claiming that they are the returned Christ, they're the returned Messiah. One of them is a Korean. He got like 6 million followers. And that was just like, was crazy to me. Said that they're the Messiah. Okay, and they're actually telling people, you know, whether they're in Kenya or whether they are in Korea or the United States, you know, they're claiming that they are the Messiah. And I don't know if I closed that or not. But it's something, you know,
yeah, so my sister told me, Brother Miles, that, say, well, you know Jesus is back. And I asked her, how did she know? Well, that's what they say. And you know what I asked her?
What was that?
I said, are you on your knees on your face?
I hear you. Well, what did she say?
Well, no, girl, it ain't like that. It's just like that.
Yeah, well, you know, people are going to be, they're going to be following false messiahs. And we just see that we think, you know, we're going to be one that comes that's going to fool so many people. Going to fool so many people. But Messiah said that this would happen, so we got to know that it will. We got to know that it will happen that way. So, and I'm looking for this video. I don't know what I did with it. Let me check my email again. I don't think I'm going to play it, but, you know, just know that there are, oh, here it is right here, called Return.
What's the name of it?
Return of Jesus Worldwide, with a question mark. And so, you know, they got all these people claiming to be Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and continue in this. Anybody calling in, they'll have to catch up. Let us do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah, of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, Father, and we glorify you. And we lift you up on today, Father, and we magnify your name. We magnify your name, Father, for you are our Elohim, and there is none other that we will bow down to, Father, and pray to, Father, or give our worship or adoration. But only to you, Yah Elohim, only to you, Father, for you are the true Elohim, and no other, there is no other. So we glorify you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. Go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. Starting in verse 46. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whither we were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and all our soul in the land of our enemies, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, whither thou gavest unto our fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. And hear our prayer and our supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee in all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed thee. And give us compassion before them who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt. O Yah, Elohim. Let's go down to John chapter 14 and verse 15. John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Sounding of the shofar.
Yahuwah is greater than he. Yehuchanan, the immerser, was not the light, but light, HaMashiach. We have become that light. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel, or puts it on a bed, but sets it on a menorah, that they which enter in may see the light. Hallelujah.
Is a seven-way king. He's a king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's a king of Israel. That's a national king. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Well, I wonder, do you know it? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's august and he's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the cardinal necessity for spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He is the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meager. I wonder if you know him. Well, this is my king. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you, because he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your head. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Yeah! 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 That's my key.
All right. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to pick it up where we left off at this morning. Go to Revelation chapter 14. The book of Revelation chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 12. Here are they that keep the commandments of Elohim and the faith of Yeshua. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yah from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So we see from the scriptures that there are going to be people, saints, that die during the tribulation. And if the church is teaching that the saints won't be here, the scripture says that's not true. And he tells you, blessed are they that die in him from this point forward. Now, this is the tribulation period, the seven-year period. Everybody that dies during this time is going to die because they did not take the name of Antichrist. They did not take his number. They resisted him. And so he's going to be hunting people. He's going to be killing the saints. And if you take his name, then you will actually go into the lake of fire. The Most High will say that you can't be redeemed from that. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Now, this is what they would call the rapture, or the reaping of the saints, Messiah here. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap. So the angel tells Messiah, it's time to reap the earth. For the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So he's going to reap his. He's going to gather his. And so this is what this symbolism of him reaping with the symbol, with the sickle, stands for. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Elohim. These are those that followed Antichrist. And this angel is reaping them. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle. Now, hear this. By faith of 1,600 furlongs. This is like 200 miles. 1,600 furlongs is equal to 200 miles. A river of blood, 6 feet high, 200 miles long. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of Elohim. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on a sea of glass, having the harps of Elohim. So these are now the saints who did not take the mark of the beast. And now the Most High is about to pour out his wrath on the earth. Everything else up until that point was the Most High trying to get men to repent. But now he's saying, okay, time for repentance is over. And they sing a song of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Yah Elohim Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Yah, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. For all the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with the golden girdle. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of Elohim, who live forever and ever. Now, remember, the trees being caught on fire, all the green things being caught on fire, a third of everything that's in all the oceans, a third of everything that is in the fresh water, the water's not drinkable. These locusts are going to come out of the bottomless pit, and they're going to have power over men for 6 months. Men are going to wish they could die, but they won't be able to die. Okay, all of these things were to call men to repentance. Now the Most High says, all right, repentance is over. The time for repenting, the time for seeing your heart, for turning to me is over. Now I'm going to take out my anger. You know, you might have thought he was angry before. He says, no, those things were to cause men, were to get men to come and repent, to turn toward me. Now I'm about to punish. I'm going to take out my wrath and I'm going to punish. So verse 7 again. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of Elohim, who live forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of Elohim and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple. The Most High is waxing hot. He's so angry and so hot, you can't go into the temple. Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way, pour out the vials of wrath of Elohim upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship his image. So all the people who worship the beast and take his mark, he says, I'm going to put some sores on you, some grievous sores. They're, you know, pus filled. You got flesh, you know, showing inside flesh, and it's like a boil, and it hurts. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. Now, before, there was only a third of everything in the sea that died. Now, the Most High goes ahead and kills everything else. Third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became blood. Now the water is not drinkable at all. And I heard the angel of the water say, thou art righteous, O Yah, which art and was and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Yah Elohim Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. So you got men, they can't drink the water, everything in the sea is dead, The rest of the fish in the ocean are dead. So everything in the ocean is dead, in the sea. The fountains of waters, the rivers and the lakes and the springs and the underground waters all turn to blood. Men can't drink it. And thou art righteous, O Yah, which was, shall be, because thou hast judged it. Now he pours out his vial, the fourth angel pours out his vial upon the sun. And the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Now they have, you got fire coming, and he told you the world would be destroyed by fire. But men don't have water to drink. They don't have water to put this out. All the water on the earth, if you think about what he just said, all of the water on the earth is blood. And it's the blood of dead men. It's like rotten blood. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of Elohim, which has power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. Again, the Most High is saying, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. But they won't do that. They refuse to repent. They refuse to give him glory. Global warming has gone out of control. And yada, yada, yada. Anything but give the Most High the glory. Anything but repent and turn away from their wicked ways. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain. And blasphemed the Elohim of heaven because of their pain and their sword, and repented not of their deeds. Again, everything is to bring men to repentance. But they don't. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So these three unclean spirits, one come out of each of these false, the false Messiah, out of the prophet, and out of Satan himself. And they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of Elohim. Elohim Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Now this is Messiah talking. Blessed is he that watches. I'm coming. You see these things, but I'm not telling you exactly when I'm coming. I'm coming as a thief in the night. He told us that before. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garment, lest he walk naked and see his shame. He's not talking about your natural clothes. He's talking about your spiritual clothes. He's talking about your walk before him in obeying his commandments, his statutes, his judgment, his ordinances. He walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. It is finished. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not And there was voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and was so great. Now this earthquake is going to be so powerful. Mountains nowhere on the earth are going to be able to stand up. They're going to all come tumbling down. Islands are going to sink below the ocean. Hear what it says. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the city of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before Elohim to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Most God says, okay, now I'm about to just do the final act. And every island fled away. Hawaii, Guam, the Philippines, Cuba, you name it, if it is surrounded by water, it is gone. And the mountains were not found. Every mountain on the earth, flat. This means that the whole crust of the earth is shifting. Now, they say that every so many thousands of years or millions of years that the North Pole turns into the South Pole and the South Pole turns into the North Pole. And the crust of the earth shifts position. If the crust shifts, then where the oceans are, land will go there, and where there's land, the oceans will go. But the Most High says, now I'm gonna actually flatten all the mountains. So the surface of the earth has no real boundary for the boundaries of the ocean. And so the land will also flood. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon me a great hail, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Now this hail that the Most High used in Torah were 120 pounds of ice. Can you imagine a hailstone that is 120 pounds coming down and hitting stuff, falling out of heaven? When they're the size of a dime or a nickel, they put dents in cars. So, and, you know, tear up the sides of houses. 120 pounds will come through the roof. It'll be like bombs going off. Just like bombs going off. And every stone about the weight of a talent, that's about 120 pounds. And men blaspheme Elohim because of the plague of hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great. So can you imagine worldwide 120 pound blocks falling from the sky? There's no place that you're going to be safe at, not on the surface. You have to find someplace underground. But it's going to be a terrible day. Verse 17, and Messiah is still not back. And there came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials. And he talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, we already know that this great whore is a church. It's a system. Okay? And we know which church this is. This is the Catholic Church, with whom the kings of the earth have committed, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit on a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Seven heads are seven nations with ten kings. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, that's the color of the Catholic Church, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having the golden cup in her hands, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Messiah. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. See, you know, John is looking and he's admiring this harlot. Beautiful from a spiritual standpoint. And the angel said unto me, wherefore or why did you marvel? What are you amazed about? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. So he's going to tell us what this means. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. The city of Rome sits on seven mountains, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue, or tells me really that Antichrist is coming out of that same church. and that is the seat of his power. Okay? And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. The ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings. Now the popes are considered kings as well, okay? Which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Now, the popes are kings, and they're going to be a king, an eighth king, that's going to take power from three kings. But then he's going to have another 10 kings that are going to give him power in the last days. And most people believe that this is the European Union. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are people. So he's sitting on many people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. The Catholic Church has one or 2 billion members in its ranks worldwide, if not more now. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, they shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For Elohim has put in their hearts to fulfill his will. Now these kings are in league with her, but the Most High causes them to turn on her, because they actually hate her, and to agree and give their kingdoms unto the beast until the words of Elohim shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. Revelation chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So the earth was lit with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is come to the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim has remembered her iniquity. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her double, how much of, and live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yah Elohim who judges her, and the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man by it their merchandise anymore. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beef and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, the great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. That's the Catholic Church. That is Rome itself. For in 1 hour so great riches have come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, the great city wherein were made riches all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. 1 hour. Rejoice over her, thou heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for Elohim has avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and all pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of the candles shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So she is, this city is the source behind all of this wickedness. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yah, our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped Elohim that sat on the throne, saying, amen, alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard a voice as if it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters or many people, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, alleluia, for Yah Elohim, omnipotent, reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. Now, all of this has to happen before the marriage comes. The marriage feast made herself ready. This is the last day. The Most High has taken out his wrath on the last thing that has claimed to replace him. And now the world is looking for salvation. The world is looking for to reign with him. So the bride is now ready. She's been preparing all this time. She has gone through the tribulation. The Most High has had to keep her safe from the beast, from the false prophet, has had to keep her safe from Babylon, the government that is controlling and the power behind all this. Let's read verse 8. Granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. She's dressed in the righteousness of the saints. But wait a minute, I thought the saints were the bride. Christ. Okay? And he says unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Here is the marriage supper. Remember that the bridegroom comes, he returns, and they, and his bride and all of the guests, the bridesmaids, all of the guests, enter into this wedding supper, this marriage supper. And the door is closed. And whosoever don't make it in, don't get invited to the wedding. They don't get to attend the wedding. Because the wedding's going to take place as part of the supper, probably at the end of the supper. Okay? And he says unto me, these are true sayings of Elohim. And he said unto me, see that you do it not. I am thy fellow servant. Now, he believes he's talking to, when we read it, we might say an angel, but he's saying, hey, get up. I am of thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship Elohim, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture that dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Elohim. This is Messiah. He's coming to make war. He's coming from war, actually. And the armies which were in heaven followed him with white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. So this is how Messiah is coming. He's on the horse. Let's go back up here and read it. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. So let's go back to verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he does judge and make war. His fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he has a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His clothing is what? Dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Elohim. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed with fine linen, white and clean. His vesture is dipped in blood. His clothing is dipped in blood, but his army has on white, and they are clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that when it should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. I'm coming to get my bride. I'm coming to take my throne, and I'm not taking no mess. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Elohim Almighty. All those people who took the mark of the beast, he's killing. All those people who are alive and didn't make it, never repented, he's killing. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Elohim. Who's for dinner? Men are. That you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathering together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was given, and the beast was taken, and with them the false prophets that worked miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast This is still the tribulation. And that worshiped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning, a fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their fight with a literal sword. He's just going to speak, and they're going to start dying. And the way it sounds, the way they're dying is something brutal, because he's dipped in blood. He don't stay clean from this. But his army is dressed in white. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. I'm still not married. And he's on his way to the wedding supper. His wife is ready, but not yet. That he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua and for the word of Elohim, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. So we are in this 1,000-year period, the millennial. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of Elohim and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from Elohim out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them, the dead. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Elohim. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whoso was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Remember, the Most High killed everything in the sea, everything in the ocean. Take away the water. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The city is beautiful. But this is the add-on to the earth. He is coming down out of heaven to the earth. And remember, Messiah was supposed to go prepare a place for his bride. The city is a beautiful add-on. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. And Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountains of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. To me, one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, come here. I will show you the bride. Let me show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim, having the glory of Elohim, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east, three gates, on the north, three gates, on the south, three gates, and on the west, three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. And the city lies fourscore, and the length as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs, 1,500 miles. The length and the breadth and the height are all equal, so 1,500 miles square. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophorus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amaryllis, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl, and the street of pure gold, as it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for Yah Elohim Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of a sun, neither of moon, to shine in it, for the glory of Elohim did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all day, for that there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as Revelation 22 and 1. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. There'll be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For Yah Elohim giveth them light, and there shall reign, and there and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these are faithful and true. And Yah Elohim of the holy prophets, and sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard them and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren the prophets, and of them that keep the sayings of this book, worship Elohim. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without or outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I am Yeshua. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come where? To the marriage supper. And let him that is athirst say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, Elohim shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of the prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And he which testifies these things, saying, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Yeshua HaMashiach. So our master, Yeshua HaMashiach, be with you all. Amen. So according to the scriptures, Messiah doesn't return until the end of the thousand-year period to take his bride. The rest of that time, that thousand-year period, is the time of training, it's the time of cleaning up the earth. It's a time that the earth is under his rulership, and then at the end of the thousand years, Satan is loose for a minute. And he goes about to deceive the nations, and the nations show where they truly stand. They don't want to be up under Messiah. They don't want to keep his word. They don't want to be ruled by him. They surround Jerusalem and all the saints, and the Most High kills them all, burns them up. Now it's time for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the last chapter tells you that the bride and the bridegroom say, come. Come where? To the marriage supper. So that is what you are going to be, that's when Messiah will return to take the bride. Chapter 19 says, she's ready. He comes dressed for war. You don't come to get married. I got a work to do. I'm coming to the earth, but I'm going to clean up the city first. I'm going to clean up the earth first, and then I'm going to get married. So it's at the end. Anybody that doesn't believe that they're going to go through the tribulation, that they're not going to see all these things are going to be taken to a place of safety. The Most High says, I'm going to keep judgment from coming to you. Satan has the power to kill the saints. part of the bride, then you got a problem if he has the power to kill you. But Most High is going to resurrect you again anyway. If you are part of that bride, if you're supposed to be in that group. But the bride herself is the new Jerusalem. And her dress that she's wearing, that she's clothed in, she's inhabited by righteous saints. People who are law-abiding, who love the Most High, who keep his words, testimony of Yeshua. Outside of the city are all the people who took the side of Antichrist. It's still on fire. Still on fire. Burning. And so we got to understand that the marriage supper doesn't take place until after the 1,000 years. Then everybody that's invited, the bride and the groom, say, come. Witness the marriage. And it's going to be an eternal marriage. Are there any questions? No questions?
No, I just want to say thank you and amen.
Amen, my sister. Amen. To Yah be the glory.
Man.
This is what the prophecies tell us when we go into the scriptures. It falls into the prophecies, just as Messiah said. The Most High, you know, what we got to understand, the Most High allows Satan to bring some hurt on the world, and Satan is coming against the saints. And then the Most High says, okay, enough. Now I'm going to pour out my wrath on all the wicked. And he does a number on the world, but he's still telling men to what? Repent?
Yeah.
And they don't.
Yeah.
They don't do it. They won't do it. And so,
telling them to repent.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He's telling them to repent until the end.
Until the very end. He does he give them a chance?
The very end.
So he's righteous and he's just.
Yeah.
He's merciful. I gave you a chance all the way to the end, and you chose not to take it.
Amen.
But we got to understand that, you know, we just have to remain faithful. And we got to walk in his ways.
Amen.
And if we do anything, repent for it. And perhaps he will have mercy.
Amen. I say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We should be happy and thankful for that.
I am.
So this actually concludes the teaching of the Galilean wedding. Messiah doesn't come and take his church away for 7 years. Because the saints are here all the way through it. All the way through the tribulation. And they got to remain what? Faithful.
Faithful.
Until the end.
Until the end.
Amen.
Amen.
So let us thank the Most High, because when we are armed with truth, then we can act accordingly.
Amen.
We got this video of all these people saying that Messiah is here already. And all of these people that are claiming to be Messiah were born from a woman. One said he was made by the Holy Ghost, this Kenyan guy. But that's blasphemous. And so he already told us, if they say, I'm over here, what are you supposed to do?
Don't go.
Don't go. Don't believe it, right?
Don't believe it.
He tells us what we're supposed to be looking for. If he don't come in the sky, it ain't him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so it's easy when you know what to look for.
Amen.
got people emailing me and texting me all the time. Did you see this on the news? Did you see that on the news? I say, hey, I don't worry about that stuff. Because he told me the time is not yet. He says, but when you see this thing, you need to start being afraid.
Amen.
And you need to run. When you see the abomination of desolation, you need to get up and get out.
Oh, I know. I had a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the mark of, it said mark on your forehead. What's that?
I believe I believe, now I'm going to say it this way, because what I see in the script, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the times that he changes is the time of worship. The Most High, the only commandment that the Most High ever said to remember was what?
The Sabbath.
Remember the Sabbath day and do what?
Keep it holy.
Forever. Well, the Antichrist, that system changed it from his day. And then the laws that were changed was they changed the Sabbath day to the Lord's day and changed where the second commandment, where he said, don't make any molten images to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And bow yourselves down to them. They just removed that. Removed it completely out of the scriptures. So they deleted the second commandment, changed the wording in the fourth commandment, and split the tenth commandment because they were short of commandments.
Amen.
So this keeping his laws and his Sabbath day, you're going to have a group that does that, and you're going to have a group that does. And I believe that that is the mark. Because he said to write his laws where?
In your mind.
And in your heart. But metaphorically, he said to write them on the inside of your what? Eyelids?
Your inner mind.
Right, your front lids of your eyes and in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know you can't really write them in your eyelids, right?
Right.
But your eyelids, between your eyelids and your forehead, so you're going to put that mark in your forehead or in your what, hand?
In your hand.
The laws of the Most High. It's his Sabbath day. It's his statutes. It's commandments.
Oh, okay. All right. Amen. Okay. Amen. Brother Miles, what's the name of that video again?
The name of this video, let me find it. I did find it.
I think we sent it once. Didn't you show us that video?
No, this one was just sent to me. Just a second. It's called Return of Jesus Worldwide. There's more than one person claiming to be him, okay?
Can you click picture then?
Huh? Yeah, I can send it out to everyone, and I'll do that. I'll send it out to you guys, so look for it in the email. I think I tried to do it before, but it wasn't forwarding correctly. So let me try it again. Let's see. All right, I forward it to the Yah's Global Kingdom. Oh, let me go there because I have to actually release it. And, you know, just look at how many people are claiming to be Messiah, returned. About 10 of them in the world right now. Claiming
my sister said.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I said, is you on your face?
It ain't like that. So, if you check your email from YGKM, then you should have a link to that. Just listen to it. Don't take it with any seriousness.
Right.
Because these are all false messiahs, but just understand that they got people in the world claiming to be him.
Right, okay.
And he already told us that would be one of the signs, right?
Yeah.
For many shall come in my name, saying that they are the Messiah.
They don't believe
them. And he said, don't believe them. He says, if they say I'm in the desert, don't believe them. If they say I'm in the Holy of Holies, don't believe them. If I, wherever they say that I'm at, don't believe them.
Don't believe.
Because I've already told you what to watch for.
Look, yeah. Thank you, Bob. And he's coming up lightning from the east and from down all the way to the west.
Right. And it ain't, the sun ain't going to compete with him. The moon ain't going to compete with him. The stars are not going to compete with him. Only thing you're going to see coming is him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't come that way, it ain't him.
It ain't him. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's great and it's wonderful when the Most High shows us, when he reveals to us so that we don't walk in error. So we're not afraid of everything. We know exactly what to watch for. And if it's anything else, that he didn't.
Right.
So I ain't even worried about that.
Uh-uh.
Y'all run over there. I'll be right here.
All right.
Because he tells us, you know, and so I just thank the Most High that he allowed me to see it. And that he reveals these things and shows us that, you know, I won't hold these things from my people.
Yeah.
I'll reveal it to you so that you don't be running after all this crazy stuff that's in the world.
Right. Amen. Well, I thank him for understanding.
Amen. Because, you know, I don't even watch the news most of the time. And when people call me and say, hey, did you hear about this or you hear about that? I'll go look at it, but I'm like, we already know that he said, don't let these things, you know, the time is not yet. What we need to be concerned about is living a righteous life before him and preaching his gospel.
Amen.
That's what he gave us to do, preach the gospel.
Amen.
So that's all we got to do. And then when the time comes, even if we die, we know that he is able to what? Resurrect us?
Raise us up.
Yeah.
And if we die for him, if we didn't have to talk about, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, like, boom, 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 we get killed for that. That ain't what I told you to get killed for.
Right.
I told you to get killed. If you're going to die, die for witnessing about
my
me.
Faith.
Right.
Amen.
Die for teaching my word. Die for keeping
Amen.
My word.
Right, man.
Then I'll give you a crown of life. Plus a throne, and you shall rule with me 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never tell you to die because you was a, you know, you said you believed you was a Hebrew Israelite. Matter of fact, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Huh. Right.
The way you treated
right.
me,
huh.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not saving all of y'all. I'm only saving a remnant so I can keep my word to your forefathers. Because I made them a promise that I would, they would have a lineage through the end of time.
Man.
But if you get caught up in this, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, we the people of the book, and we're proud and we're puffed up, and we still not doing what he said to do.
Right.
What good does it do for you to know you're a Hebrew Israelite and you not doing what he said to do?
What he said to do. It profits you nothing.
It profits you nothing. So we don't want to fall in that. We want to make sure that we understand that he, obedience it is better than what sacrifice. And he wants obedience. And he wants us to do exactly what he said to do. And so we have to do that. Or else we're just going through the most.
Thank you, Father.
You know, we may not get everything right, perfect, but he says, I'm going to be looking at your heart. I'm going to see whether it is your desire to do my will.
Yeah, right. You know, we working with what we got.
Right. So you gotta, you know. But once we know, we are what? Responsible?
Yeah.
You can't claim ignorance.
No.
So that is what this is all about. And, you know, the only way you're going to do that is to truly fear him.
Huh.
The only way you're going to do it.
Bible.
Because he says, fear me. There's a reason you need to fear me.
And as I do.
So, amen.
He said, I do terrible things.
Terrible things. But people don't want to hear that.
Uh-uh.
They want a loving and kind and merciful God. All loving, all kind, all merciful. And he's those things.
No, he loves everybody. I said, no, he don't.
Yeah, he don't. But when people read that, you know, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe that.
Love, yeah.
But he says it, and every place, I think it was 100 and some odd times, fear me. You tell me 100 times to fear you, you're telling me that for a reason.
Right. For a reason.
For a reason, okay.
You know, and if my name is in the book, go ahead.
Keep his commandments over 100 sometimes, too.
Right.
So that has to be serious, too.
Oh, well, obey me and keep his commandments. They run hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so when we don't, when we want to, you know, make up things and say, put our own, like he said, Israel did, when we want to put our righteousness above his.
Right.
Yeah, that, you know, I don't like that judgment. You know, we got mental illness today, and we got these things going on, and knowledge has increased. Most I said, don't you think I knew that before?
Right.
I said, do this. If this is what happens, this is what I said to do.
That's right.
I didn't tell you to diagnose and come up with a different verdict than I came up with. But that's what men do, and that's what Israel did all through time. Most of the time, we don't like that verdict. We don't like that judgment. Oh, your ways are better than my ways. Most of the time, you are not equal. You don't treat everybody equal. Are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? He says, if you do good, I'll reward you. You do bad, I'll punish you. If you did good all the days of your life, and you sin at the end, what does he say? You did all that good for nothing. You died in your sins. That's how I'm going to judge you. You were on the earth 70 years, 69 of those years, you were good. You were righteous. You were holy. The 70th year, you sinned and you didn't repent. And you died. He says, that's how I'm going to judge you. Well, didn't I do good all my... Yep. But I told you, if you die in that sin, that's how I'm going to forget all your righteousness. Every last bit of it. And if you were wicked and you repented, I'm not going to remember your wickedness. Because at least you repented. And turned away. So, you know, it is... A lot of people don't want to hear these things. That, you know, they want to live outside the scripture in their own understanding. And it's not my job to change anybody's mind. My job is to teach it.
Can't change it, Brother Miles.
No. Only the ones that can be changed are the ones that Yah choose.
Amen. True.
Those are the only ones that can be changed. And he's going to change it. He's the one that's got to give understanding. I can teach this stuff backwards and forwards, up and down. If y'all don't want them to hear it and understand it, they're not going to.
They're not, yeah.
And so that's just the way it is. So, you know, we see the timeline. We don't know the exact time, but we know the events to look for.
Right.
We know what we're supposed to be watching for.
That's right.
And so he tells us specifically, there's going to be many that come in my name. So we should expect this.
I'm going to pull this video up on YouTube. Oh, you said send to it.
I did.
Okay.
I sent you a link at least.
Okay.
And you'll see them, you know, different countries saying, men say, that they're Messiah. And people are following them because people want, they're looking for who? The Savior?
That's what they say.
But when you tell them about him, they don't want to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll follow a false Messiah.
They'll say, it don't take all that.
Yeah,
take
well,
all that and more.
Right, take all that and more. And if you pay attention to it, when I did the precept, what they are attracted to is brotherly love.
Yeah.
You know, if we're good to our brothers, then we're good to go.
Right.
But the Most High says, nah, you gotta follow my commandments, my statutes, my ordinances, my judgments. You gotta follow after my heart. Not yours, because you will do things from wickedness. They don't want to do that. So it sounds good, you know, treat your fellow man well and all this other stuff, but when it comes to the commandments of the Most High, they don't want to keep them.
Right.
Don't even want to keep his Sabbath.
Right.
And that, you know, that is, I don't even know how to say it. That is the simplest thing to do. It happens every week. Right. But they don't want to keep it. But then Messiah himself said it. How do you say you love me and do what? Do not what I say do. You love me, but you don't obey me? You ain't mine.
He said, you love me.
Keep my commandments.
You love me by keeping my commandments.
Amen. And then the Most High says, he knows that we love him, and that we love our... He says, he knows that we love him by keep, when we keep his what, commandments?
Yeah. What he said, amen.
And he knows what, when we love our brothers and our sisters when we keep his commandments. So it all comes down to obeying him. And you know, the Most High, he knows people's hearts. He knows, you know, I would not want to be put in a position to say, hey, I know I was being disobedient, Most High, but you know I love you.
Right. That don't make no sense.
It don't, because he already said, what are you talking about? You don't love me. You don't even do what I say to do. You're going to talk about you love me.
Right.
But our people, you know, I've had this conversation so many times in the last year. So many times. And you know, people want to say, oh, you're teaching fear. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to hear what's in the book, I didn't tell you to fear the Most High. The book tells you to fear the Most High.
Right. Right.
His word tells you to fear him. I'm just simply repeating what's in the book.
Right.
That's right.
But they want to take it. Yeah, they want to take it out on me. I said, you can take it out on me. I don't care.
I know that.
But I'm showing you what he actually says. And so if you don't want to obey it, I'm not here to make you do anything.
Right. That's on you.
Right. So, you know, I noticed that even when I was looking at certain subjects, you know, even with marriage and, you know, the quote-unquote Jews said that, you know, they had a rabbi that outlawed multiple marriages. I said, where does a rabbi get that authority from?
Mm.
A rabbi cannot change. Where you ever read that the Most I gave any man the authority, except for Moses, to change his law?
Change it, huh?
He never did. So, you know, anything that he wanted changed or modified, two men he allowed. Moses, who gave the law, and Messiah, who reiterated and came to explain the law. So I think I was talking to one of the sisters, and she said, well, there's a scripture that says in the New Testament I can remarry. I said, there is, but only if you're unevenly yoked. I said, but, you know, you can't do that from the Old Testament. Because Messiah came and changed it.
Yep.
He said.
Let your husband die.
Right. So it was, excuse me, it was interesting. She said something and she realized what she said and then had to change her mind real quick, change what she was saying. Hey, Moses is not more powerful than Messiah. But I think a lot of our Hebrew brothers and sisters think that Moses outranks Messiah and are teaching that, that because Messiah kept the law, that he didn't have the authority to change the law and that he didn't have the authority to expound upon the law and explain it that, hey, this was never intended from the beginning. And I know because I gave it to him. So it is those things that we got to be careful. But, you know, you're responsible for you. I'm responsible for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It said show yourself
approved.
Amen. So I can, you know, I can tell you, you still need to go back and look for yourself.
Yeah.
Here's what Brother Miles said. Is it true? Does it line up with scripture?
Yeah,
you ain't gonna be able to go before the Most High and say, Brother Miles said.
Right.
Didn't I tell you to study?
Right.
This is where we're at. But I pray that The Most High keeps every one of you, every one of us, from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves. Remember, fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It lines it up right there.
Right there.
Two sentences. Fear God and keep his commandments. Period.
Period.
Don't have to wonder about anything else. If you do that, you're going to make it.
Hmm.
If you don't do that, you surely won't make it. That being said, may Yah bless you and enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. For those of you who are out of the Sabbath, oh, I don't want to say something. My wife bought some chicken tenders that ain't chicken. But they will fool you. You'll think you're eating some yard bird. Now, I eat, and this is all vegetable. So it tastes like chicken, but it ain't.
Oh, okay.
I think it's tofu. But it really do taste like chicken.
Really?
No, I like these things. I ain't eating no meat. I ain't missing no meat, not eating no meat, but this is fooling me. So I'm thinking I'm eating meat. Satisfying that craving. All right. With that being said, no, we don't celebrate the 4th of July.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, I don't mess around with that.
Yeah, see, I used to, once upon a time.
I did too. One time, so I learned better.
No, you don't even look at that.
There's no Christmas shopping, all those crazy stuff.
Right, don't even participate in it at all.
I never liked any of those holidays, he'll tell you. I never liked Christmas, Thanksgiving, any of them.
Well,
I'll put the tree up on the day before Thanksgiving and take it down Christmas Day. And I didn't like it up.
And now we don't do that.
No, we don't do that. None?
You do all that work just to sin.
Yep, just
right.
To sin. And so,
it's crazy.
No going out and worshiping the Statue of Liberty on the 4th, okay?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't mess with that either.
He was still enslaved anyway.
Right.
Like Juneteenth. I said Juneteenth is not for us. It's for them.
I think that's an insult.
Yeah, it is. I do too. It's they celebrating how they kept slavery 2 years longer.
Right.
Well, just don't observe it and we won't have to worry about it. Let them do what they gonna do. But they don't do it anyway.
Right.
Let's see, what's our next feast day coming up? Trumpet.
No.
And that'll be in September.
Right. Okay.
So we'll set our eyes on that. Let the world do their thing. Mm-hmm. But the Most High has given us every day that he wants us to celebrate.
Right.
And when we know, when we look into these things, we see every other holiday that they have come up with, they got a deity behind it, associated with some type of God, some type of way. And the Most High says we can't, what, worship any other God? So if we know that's associated with them, why would we even celebrate it at all?
Right.
All right, my sisters, Brother Gary, love you all.
Love you.
And be blessed. And
you too, sister Smile.
Oh, you too. Be blessed.
And
both your sister and niece, Brother Gary.
Thank you.
It's a long thing.
Shalom.
can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect.
Shalom, my sister. Peace and blessings. Shalom, Brother Gary.
No blessings.